All right, welcome back to Never Ending Retro Dialogue. That's Nerd for short, a podcast where we talk about
nerds. Yeah. And nerd-like things.
Nerd stuff.
Yeah, that too.
We are going to talk about something that's...
Well, Jordan, it's...
It's near, personal.
Yeah, it's near and dear to my heart. Yeah. I think yours too. Yep. And I would imagine several of our listeners.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the joys, the heartbreak.
Oh, the heartbreak, yes.
The thrill of collecting.
Collecting, yes. So collecting's a fun thing, right? Because especially when you get into the world of nerddom, it really can mean anything, right? Which is so great about it. Because in my mind, if you've got a passion for something... That makes you a nerd. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, you know, nerd used to be such a derogatory term, right? Make fun of someone. And now it's just, you know, it's this love for this thing. There's just so many different things that get collected these days. Yeah. And, you know, you see a few of them right here in the trusty Nerd Loft. You know, you got those who collect action figures, statues, comic books, regular books,
yep.
Video games. You've got the people that like collecting watches or you know...
Metal lunchboxes, as we talked
metal
about.
Metal lunchboxes, yes.
One time.
It's interesting. What's fun is you can see how different people that do collect attack it differently. So, like for me, you look up here, we've got a few statues... We've got my Transformers, my He-Man, and then a bunch of action figures. I also have several video game consoles and such. But then you've got collectors. And if you go downstairs, you know, we've got all the movies and stuff too. But then you've got some of the collectors that really just latch on to one thing.
Right.
We were talking earlier about the gentleman who... Ninja Turtles.
Right.
It's just Ninja Turtles. And I guess I can appreciate that, but I've always been... And maybe it's just... My personality. I've never been able to just latch on to one thing. So yeah, I just I see something, it's unique.
Right.
Whether it's something I've never had before or, oh my gosh, I had that when I was a kid and I gotta have it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have an eclectic collection of things. Because to me, it's funny because I do hyperfixate in real life on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to collecting, I'm more like, oh, I want this, I want that.
Yeah.
Because I want to grow... what I have.
It's just, it's neat. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's usually something that's not necessarily unique, but, well, unique to me.
Yeah, exactly. I get that. So maybe I'll start with how I collected.
Okay.
How I got back into it. So as a kid, you know, I had He-Man, I had Transformers, I had G.I. Joe, I had some Mask, and then just a smattering of other things. Because... You know, we'd go to the grocery store and my parents would buy me a comic book, mm-hmm. right? We talked about that. But there was this store in Ada called Pepper Drugstore. And so it was kind of like a five and dime. Maybe that was a separate store now that I think about it. Oh, if anyone's listening from Ada and you're my age, was the five and dime a different store than Pepper Drugs? I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they were separate stores. But she would get me... G.I. Joe's when we go in there. Because they were like around a dollar back then.
Oh my gosh.
So $1, $1.50, something like that. So those were an easy buy, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, okay, just grab one of those. The Transformers and the He-Mans were usually Christmas gifts because mm-hmm. they were a little bit more expensive, relatively speaking, and they were just bigger. But, you know, I'd have these huge battles, you know. You'd have the Transformers... teaming up with He-Man to take down the evil G.I. Joes and the Mask characters and whatnot. There was a few Thundercats in there. So it was just, you'd have this multiverse crossover, right?
Yeah.
And I was convinced teenage boys don't need any of that stuff.
Yep.
Just maybe it's time to give that all up. And so I did. Fast forward 20-some years and just had one of the kids. And I was on eBay and I saw an Optimus Prime.
Oh.
And it was 100% complete. Wasn't in box or anything.
This is G1?
And the G1.
Okay.
And he's the one that's sitting right in there that's staring at us.
Oh, yeah.
And I got him. I'm just like, you know what? I got to have him.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, DC started putting out their action figure lines that I finally started taking notice again, I guess. And so I used to work overnight and I would stop at a Walmart on the way home and, oh, hey, there's a new figure. Oh, hey, there's a new figure.
Yeah.
And then it just starts steamrolling. And then Sharon one year, either my birthday or Christmas, got me that Darth Vader statue. It's a scene from Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And then boom, all it's over.
Yeah.
It's anytime I see something cool. So in the old house, I had a basement and it was just lined with action figures and stuff.
Nice.
So it's a little bit more refined now because I have found that I'm one of those collectors that if my space gets too overrun, I start to feel a little claustrophobic and I don't enjoy it as much because this loft, I mean, you've been up here several times. It used to be much more fuller than it is now. And it got to be too much. So, you know, you start weeding out some things and try to keep some highlights. And then now there's space to put some different things up that maybe I would enjoy more.
Yeah. It's almost like this loft, and this is where I wish this was a visual thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish they could, maybe we'll take some pictures and put it up sometime of the loft.
Yeah.
So you can be, or maybe we'll do a VR, we'll release a VR experience. It's almost like curating a museum up here.
Oh, okay. Because
you're changing things out, you're adding new things, you're taking down old ones.
Yes.
And it's like a rotating exhibit, and you've got a lot of really cool stuff up here. And like those swamp things, I always stare at those swamp things.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah, it's like a museum of nerdiness up here.
Yeah, it's people who come up and visit. They even if they've been here several times, they see something new.
Yeah,
that they're like, I didn't just today. Jordan saw an Animal Man action figure that he had never noticed, and I've actually had him for a year two now. But he's in a different position. I weeded out some of the other figures, you know, and I put things in different spots. You know, I can see my Ghost Rider Lego set that I can't remember if Wyatt got it for me or Sharon, but he's a little bit more visible now. And then we have this nice curio cabinet that we've got the Transformers and He-Man's on display, and it actually lights up. So, but I don't know if I've shown you this in this cabinet. Is all the animated DVD sets. So another collection.
Yeah.
So I've got in there, I've got the Batman animated series, Batman Beyond animated series. We've got Brave Star.
Oh, nice.
Thundar the Barbarian. We've got Transformers, G.I. Joe, Looney Tunes, He-Man, Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong
Phooey. So that's what's in there. And then in the drawer above that, I've got all my John Wayne movies.
Oh, cool. So you're like collections within collections up here.
Yes, absolutely. So it's just, you know, it's a nice soothing place to be.
Yeah.
But as all things, collections kind of overrun.
Yeah.
Anyone that's been to my house has obviously probably seen the Star Wars spaceships that are up atop downstairs. And then our movie collections down there too that Sharon and I, you know, in our decades of marriage have accumulated. Right. So we collect everything too. I guess we're eclectic too. It's just,
well, we live in a time where it's a lot easier to collect because we have more access. Well, I don't know if it's easier because things are getting more expensive.
Yeah.
Well, but they are more available.
Yes.
So I just used eBay for the first time recently.
Oh, okay.
I had never used eBay before.
Uh-huh.
And I got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Best Action Foot Clan.
Okay.
That's where I got.
That's where you got those. Okay.
I got it for about $25 off.
Nice.
The asking price.
Mm-hmm.
At Walmart. And I was just like, this is amazing. So you can just go on eBay, Etsy, Mercari,
yeah.
Which is great.
Yes.
And you can just go on these places and find whatever you're looking for.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Will get you to the next day.
It's, and You know, whereas before you had to go to you had to go and find the things, right? You know, in the old days of collecting, you know, it's, oh, you got to go to the yard sales, you got to go to the estate sales, you got to go to this or that. I mean, unless it's brand new in a store, but like to find some of these older figures, you know, you're not finding a Gen 1 Optimus Prime at Walmart. So, yeah, these platforms for selling have definitely made it easier to get back into it. Whether that's a good thing or not depends on depends on whose money you're spending. But yeah, it's just an interesting thing. But you know, we were talking about these TikTokers and social media people that, you know, you look at their Transformer collection, and there's a guy that I watched, and it's literally his whole there's one whole finished room in his basement is just lined with Transformers, and it's just shelves upon shelves of Transformers, and it's glorious. But I'm just looking at it going, oh my gosh, what? Oh wow. I know what it took for me to get this that's surrounding us. I can't even imagine that kind of undertaking, because of things to collect, Transformers are nowhere near
Especially
the cheapest thing.
if you're looking at G1 stuff,
Oh my gosh.
which I'm sure that was most of it of the
Yes.
collection.
Yes.
That stuff runs you some.
Oh, it's heartbreaking to go to toy shows and see how much some of the Transformer stuff is. So yeah, you just take things, bits and pieces. At least when I go to shows, you know, I've gotten to the point where, what's different? What haven't I seen before, or what don't I have that's kind of in my collection? You know, I'm looking up at those two pieces, the ones the Francetta art statue piece where it's the executioner. I mean, that is so different from anything else I have, but he is just, it's awesome. And then the Headless Horseman. I didn't even know, I gotta be honest with you. I love Sleepy Hollow, and I didn't know they released any action figures for it.
I didn't
And then we
either.
were in that toy store, and there it was. So, I mean, it's just like, okay, that's different. I've got to have that to add to it. You know, I was able to find two BraveStarr figures. You never see those out in the wild anymore, or at least I don't. Now I don't go everywhere, but
Well, I don't
yeah.
think they're at Target or
No, they're
anything.
not. You know what? I'm staring at Batman there, and that pops.
Yeah,
Talk
pops.
things that get collected crazy. My
Well,
gosh.
we've seen firsthand some
Yes.
of the collectors that go for pops
Yeah.
and they drop
Tons of money.
lots of
Yeah.
money and
Yeah.
they have special protecting cases
Oh my
and they
gosh.
test the boxes to see if they're bouncy enough.
Yeah, the buoyancy of a box. I did not know that was a thing.
No, but they will ask you for money off if the box is
Oof.
not.
Oof. Yeah, so I actually worked my very first toy show this past August, and it is something I've always wanted to do. And with the help of a couple friends, Jordan being one of them, we made it happen. And yeah, that was a neat experience. I've always been on the other side, the person looking at the stuff, and it was interesting being the dude being talked to about the product. That was definitely different. Now, maybe because I'm not, gosh, this is going to sound like I'm being mean, but I'm not that type of collector. Like, so I'm buying the things so that they're out there and on display. I think if you look, the only thing I have in boxes that are still boxed are the pops, minus one He-Man figure, which that's just because I've been lazy and I haven't taken them out. Everything else, I unbox the figures, the statues, everything gets unboxed because it needs to be seen. I'm not collecting the things based on how the box looks, because that's going to get ripped open anyways. I'm not buying these things knowing that, or hoping that, you know, oh, 20 years from now I can turn around and sell this for $500 and I bought 50. Now I know what everything's worth in here, but that's not my main goal. So it's always interesting to have to deal with folks like that. And that's just another type of, they're a collector that's making an investment.
Yeah.
They want to be able to buy that and then turn around and eventually sell it, which is fine. That's what they do. For me, it's always the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
That's been fun. Oh my gosh, I saw this. I couldn't get it. Now I've got to find it somewhere else. So then we hit toy shows. We hit toy stores. We hit, you know, Half Price Books. We hit, you know, retro gaming stores, whatever it is where you might find something like that. And then you finally find it again and you're just like, yes.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you were talking about this because I was actually going to bring it up. But so tell me a little bit about your philosophy of boxed versus unboxed.
Regarding
anything, like, because some people leave everything in the box.
Correct. So I'll start with the Funko Pops. I leave them boxed for one reason, one reason only. You can stack them.
Yep.
That's it. If I didn't have them in the box, I wouldn't be able to go three or four high like they are right now. That's the only reason I leave the Funkos in the box. It's ease of display.
Yeah.
The other stuff, it's really, look, you know, it's going to sound like I'm doing pitching an ad for Toy Story. These are all toys.
Yeah.
I mean, end of the day, they're toys. That's all they are. Some of these are statues and they're nice. And you know, when you buy them, you'll even see like the Moon Knight figure I have down here. It'll say, not a toy for adult collectors.
Yeah.
That's actually what it says on the box. That box I still have.
Mm-hmm.
I do still keep the boxes for some of the higher end things so that like when we had to take everything down to redo the area, we painted the loft and we put new carpet in and stuff. I reboxed the higher end thing so that they didn't get damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But like all of my DC and Marvel action figures you see around, those boxes are gone.
Right.
I mean, they're, you know, again, some of the stuff I figure, oh, this might be worth something someday. But most of it, it's just like, look, it's about it being on display.
Yeah.
It's about it being, it's a toy. They're cool. They're fun. And so I want them to be seen. Anyone that comes up here to the loft with me, I want them to be able to go, oh, wow, that's cool. Or I've never seen that before. I love it like when we have Thanksgiving here. We host Sharon's family. And some of the cousins will come up and they just look. And there's always something different that they, you know, they were talking about my Russian Batman one year. And so it's just, that's what I like. That's what it's supposed to be. I've seen people keep them in boxes. Like I've seen the videos where they keep them on the insert or in the plastic, and they affix hooks and stuff on the walls so that they can just hang.
Yeah.
Right? They put in the screws and they're just hanging them. That way they're in the box.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get it. You're using your wall. So I guess that makes the most sense to keep them in the box like that. Me, I have the shelves.
Yeah.
And Wyatt and I built these shelves with the help of a friend from church. So we cut, I know you can't see them, so let me describe them. So they're planks of wood, but what we did is we took some dowel rods and painted them, and we drilled some inserts into the board, and we glued the dowel rods in, and then we took twine and wrapped it around, so it's like a fence. So it's like you're going to a toy zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
and all the action figures are just sitting there, and they're on display. And you know, you can see Jetfire there. You can see Ultra Magnus. You can see Sound Blaster. And you can see Galvatron. I mean, and then there's all the statues there. But you can see them.
Yeah.
If we turned around and looked, you could see the Batman animated series behind us. All those action figures. And then there's all the Marvel up there in the DC. So, I mean, it's just, to me, it's more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
And that's just my preference. I want them to be out. I can pick them up and show them to people. People can grab them. You've used them for your toy photography. I mean, they're toys. They're meant to be used.
Yeah.
You know, when Wyatt was younger, we would take the Transformers and transform them.
Yeah.
And play with them. I wouldn't let them do the battles I used to do, but you know, but yeah, I mean, that's what they're meant. So I just get a kick out of people being able to see them and look at them, and people of my generation, when they see some of the older ones, you know, they get that nostalgia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, it's oh my gosh, I haven't seen this since, you know, I was a kid.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the fun of it. And that's not to besmirch the people that keep them boxed. It's a personal preference,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I like to be able to see them.
Yeah, I agree. My thing is twofold.
Uh-huh.
One, it saves a lot of space.
Oh, absolutely.
To take them out of the box.
Yeah.
Just imagine how many you'd have to cut down if they were all in the box.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So for me, I'm like, no, I can't do that because I don't have as much space as you or anybody, really. I have a bookshelf right now. I want to expand, but that's on a later date. But then the other thing, as you mentioned, is I'm doing toy photography.
Yeah.
And I started growing my collection because of that. And obviously, I need them out of the box to take pictures of them. I mean, you can take pictures of the box, and that's fine and everything, but to get like actual shots of them, they really need to be out of the box and posed and everything. I've been growing my collection lately and doing, I started to do unboxing things, and there are some I kept like Japanese Spider-Man's box because it has the Japanese on it.
Sure.
And then when I told Doug this the other day, I was at a toy store in Delaware, and there was a Japanese Masters of the Universe. I sent you that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really tempted to buy it, but I knew I'd keep it in the box because it's just such a strange box.
Yes.
And it would be a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
So I might go back and get that, but I was like, oh, I really want something that I can take pictures of, so I got the Optimus Prime. But yeah, I think to put them on display for me is easier, and then just to take them around and take pictures of them. Like, what was the last thing I got? It was Japanese Spider-Man today, and I got the Foot Clan the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But I pre-ordered Japanese Spider-Man, so I've been waiting for a while, so I'm glad it came in.
Nice.
But and it's funny because I forgot you had that magnet over there,
yeah,
in Japanese Spider-Man, so I looked over there and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Those of you who do not know who Japanese Spider-Man is, YouTube it.
Yeah.
It's, oh my gosh, it's worth the watch.
It's a wild ride. they released the 60th anniversary Spider-Man figure because Spider-Man's turning 60.
Yeah.
And I had just discovered Japanese Spider-Man on YouTube. And I like I said, I get obsessed about stuff. And so I was like, well, I need toys to shoot. I love Japanese Spider-Man right now.
Yeah.
And it just happened.
It makes sense.
The stars aligned.
Yeah. That's how it goes. It's that quick. It's just like boom, 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 boom. And then next thing you know, you've got a room full of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I got MacReady from The Thing one day at Target. Mm-hmm. And then I saw King Kong at Target too. I'm going to do a free plug here.
Uh-huh.
NECA Toys makes some of the best toys.
Yes.
They are so good that I am legitimately considering pre-ordering that ALF toy.
Nice.
It comes with all these accessories. But I've never really watched ALF.
Mm-hmm.
I know what ALF is. I know who Gordon Shumway is,
mm-hmm,
but man, NECA makes such good toys.
They do.
That I'm like, well, I want to buy that.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget. I have a couple and now I'm trying to look for them, but yeah, their figures are amazing.
Yeah.
And that's like, well, these ones down here, which are, they might be a line of NECA, but they're the hyper realistic figures.
Oh yeah.
That's what the Moon Knight is. That is absolutely fantastic. And that's the one that says it's a collector.
Right.
It's not a toy. But it's like, it's, you know, that it's fun to see the varying styles of things you can buy now, right?
Yeah.
You've got the things that are hyper-realistic like that. I've got a Darth Vader up here that he can move practically like a human. I can pose him out different ways. But then you look over there and I've got the Blake from The Fog, the Pirate Blake, and Ash that you got me, and they're just those toony horror figures,
right,
that, you know, you can raise their arm and that's about it.
It's funny because,
but they're great.
Yeah, I like the NECA figures a lot, but on the opposite, so NECA, I would Google them if you don't know them. They're high-end toy company.
Yeah.
They come out with Ultimate figures a lot, which have a lot of accessories. So I have Back to the Future, The Thing, King Kong. But on the other end of the spectrum, I really like Reaction too.
Yes.
And Reaction is like limited points of articulation.
You literally can move their arms.
Just the arms.
Yeah.
And they make like retro G.I. Joes
and
retro movies and stuff. I really love those too. I just got Reaction G2 Grimlock from Transformers, which is basically just a repainted Grimlock.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he's a blue Grimlock.
Yeah, he's a blue Grimlock. But I saw it at Target, and I was like, I have to get this because I can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I love both ends of that spectrum.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I never stopped to think about that, but I love Reaction.
Oh, there's something, it's the uniqueness of it, right? You know, it's cool having this toy that can do all these different things, but then it's like, well, that's cool. Like, I used to have a whole lot more Reaction figures. They may have been some of the things that I weeded out, but I had, like, a low pan.
Yes.
But then I had, like, a Xenomorph from Aliens. I had a Jason Voorhees. I had a Leatherface. And I had some other horror ones. But, I mean, they were just so super cool. The one problem with the Reaction, and it's the reason I never got back into collecting the original G.I. Joes, or the G.I. Joes from my childhood. The original G.I. Joes are huge.
Right.
It's just the size.
Yeah.
And they're so much harder to keep straight. Whereas, you know, the Transformers have a little bit more size to them. The other figures are a little bit bigger and they stand. You know, the problem with G.I. Joes, especially the older ones, they don't always want to stand on their own.
Yeah.
Now they make museum putty that you can get and you can place. But it always just seemed like that was a little bit more labor intensive than I was willing to invest in. Especially with, even though I have this nice room, it's still limited space. So I kind of steered away from the G.I. Joes, even though every time we go into like Big Fun or other places, I stare at their case because it's just like, yep, had him. Yep, had him, her, him. And it's just like, oh, but no, I got to stop myself.
Yeah, and while we're on the top, well, you just said it a second ago, and I was going to give them a free plug, is Big Fun.
Yes.
Is a great toy store. We're lucky to be about, I don't know, 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
If that. About from Big Fun. It's a toy store in Columbus. I don't remember what street it's on.
It's on High Street.
Is it on High Street?
It's on High Street.
It's on High Street. It's a little place, but it is packed with toys. So if you're looking for some kind of toys, definitely go to Big Fun. And they just have a bit of everything. They got G.I. Joe, Transformers, Ninja Turtles, He-Man.
They've got everything. Pops, oh my gosh.
DC, Marvel.
They've got plenty of NECA stuff.
They got NECA stuff, yeah. I love it there. And much like Doug's Nerd Loft, you always find something new there.
Yes.
It's a great place to go. So if you're looking for any kind of specific toys, I would check there.
Yes.
I know you can get them on the internet, but there is something kind of fun about not knowing what you're going to get.
Correct.
I like that because
it's always nice. Again, it's the hunt.
Yes.
You know, if there's something I know I want and I don't have time to go for it. Yeah. Okay. I'll check online. I mean, I'm guilty of that. But man, there's just something about going, hey man, you want to run to Big Fun?
Yeah.
Okay. And just, what will we find today? I mean, it's just one of those places you end up buying something, but you don't know what it is until you get out of there. And that's what's great about the toy shows, too. Columbus puts on some great toy shows. I know Xenia puts on a good one. In Northeast Ohio, I believe there's a couple. There's one. They just had one in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And CTS Promotions, he puts on great toy shows. But yeah, it's there's just something about it.
Yeah.
Because there's always, it just shows you all the different things that get collected. Because you walk by two or three tables and you're just like, what in the world is this stuff?
Yeah.
But there's people there looking at it. It's just like, oh, okay. And it's just wild. And so what, you've got the toys.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you've got a comic collection.
Yeah, so actually comics collecting is the first thing that I ever collected. Like, seriously. I was a teenager, and I started reading comics.
Uh-huh.
And we had a couple of places in town that ordered comics.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting a job at a place that had comics.
Which is where we met.
Well, not this was before that.
Oh, this is a different one.
Yeah, this is my first job, Goodies Galore.
Oh, okay.
They would order comics.
No kidding. The manager, Goodies Galore had comics?
Yeah, because the manager, they were like special order though, but the manager was a huge comic book fan.
Uh-huh.
And so I started getting comics there. And that was my first collection. Now, the problem with comics collecting is that it very quickly adds up.
Yes, yes,
not it only does. In money, but in space.
Yes.
And that's mostly the reason I've stopped collecting comics, yes, is space, because I have boxes and boxes and boxes of them and nowhere to put them.
Yeah.
But I never really bought them to resell or anything.
Yeah.
Because most of the stuff that I collected was like in the mid 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not really going to be worth anything ever. But I was just such a fan of the art form, and still am, obviously. But that is probably the first and biggest collection I ever did. And now I read a lot of trades, and I go through the library, and I go through Comixology. But in my prime, I was, oh my gosh, just book after book after book after book.
Yeah.
And I had like complete runs of stuff, and yeah, and I read everything that DC was putting out for a while there, and some Marvel and Image. And
well, it's, yeah, like you said, it's easy for those comic book collections. You go from a short box to three long boxes really quick, and then three long boxes to that. It's, I mean, I've had to move all of my comics. One of the ways that I made space in here is that I moved them down to my basement. I got a really nice dehumidifier that just runs constantly, and just it drains itself into the into a line, so that I could keep them down there, because otherwise I was running out of space. That's one of the things that was killing space, because you know, over 10 years period between, you know, dollar comic book bins and then just going to the shops and buying them, next thing you know, I've got, you know, like eight long boxes, which so what's funny. And I always tell this to Sharon when we talk about the collecting. I'm a mild collector. It seems like I have a lot for our space.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all know people that, you know, dwarf.
Yes.
My collection's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. It is just a smattering. It's nice. I can add more to it. And it's pleasing. But, boy, we could show pictures of other collections that we know of, and oh my gosh, it's I'm an amateur.
Yeah,
an absolute amateur.
Well, if you're an amateur, then I'm like not even on the map, because my collection is, you know,
an apprentice.
I'm an apprentice amateur.
There we go.
But yeah, my collection of stuff is not as good as yours. But comics, yeah, I have a ton of comics, and you know, and then I did work at the comic book store that we met at.
Yeah.
And that kind of probably made me not collect as much, because I could read them there.
Sure.
But then I also saw the people that were turning in their books that they thought were worth something. And not a lot of comics are worth anything.
No, no.
Especially post-90s.
Yeah.
Or in the 90s and beyond.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, I'm not really into collecting this anymore. And plus, like, working at the library, my philosophy of owning books has kind of changed a little bit.
Sure.
You know, so... but I still like Comixology, because you can find certain things you can't find on there, or it's just on a tablet. I love reading on a tablet, but that's a whole other thing. But
right. The trade paperback, you mentioned the trade paperback. Yeah. So anyone that doesn't know, so all that is just, it's a collection, a certain number of the comics, you know, whether it was a story arc or it's the entire run or series, or I have what they call the DC Showcase or the omnibuses and whatnot. So it's a larger collection, but it's a bigger book, but takes up less space.
Yeah.
And the trade paperback is just an absolute godsend, because you can still get that story and still have it, but you know, you're not taking up, because some of these, if you had them in comic forms, would, you know, you could take three of these books, four of these books, and there's a short box right there.
Yeah.
If you had them all in comics.
Well, and the other thing is, comics have ads in them. Trade paperbacks don't.
Yes.
And so you cut down on the page count.
Correctly.
And so usually a trade is about 5 issues, somewhere around there, 5 or 6 issues.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it's, and usually that's how long a story arc is, unless it's really long.
Yeah.
Usually I think they write for trade paperbacks now.
I think so.
But
yes.
Yeah, so trades are really good. So if you're looking to start collecting comics, I don't know, maybe start with the trades.
That is what I would suggest, because one, it ends up being a little bit cheaper than buying all the comics. But two, it's just a space saver. And if you just buy the one trade and you don't like the story, well, okay, yeah, you just had the one trade. You didn't spend all that money on all the comics to go with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so comics. Anything else you collect?
I started collecting Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Okay. Reprints or are you finding originals?
I actually just got a new box.
Okay.
For 2022.
Okay.
So this is the thing about Garbage Pail Kids. Getting original cards is actually stupid expensive.
Yes, it is.
So if you don't know, Garbage Pail Kids cards are like a spoof of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes.
And they started back in 1985.
Yeah.
And so the original cards are really hard to find. And like many other trading cards, baseball cards or Pokemon cards or whatever, Magic the Gathering, the original cards are rare.
Yeah.
So I don't really go looking for those very much because you can pay a lot.
And oh, it's ridiculous.
One thing I just found out is you can actually have them graded like a comic book.
Yes.
And somebody had like a really high grade Atom Bomb, which is like the face of the brand. If you've ever seen like the Garbage Pail Kid with the head exploding, that's Atom Bomb. And it was going for crazy amounts. Yeah. I don't know how much, but I don't remember how much, but it was going for a crazy amount of money. But so I was on Amazon, and I happened to see that they were doing because they usually do a yearly release of a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's theme was Bookworm.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, this is like Garbage Pail Kids and books. Like, these are two of my favorite things. And so I ordered the whole pack. And it was like $50 for like 200 cards, which is actually really good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's like themed off of different books, like Boy Wizard of Oz, Fahrenheit 451. They even had the Book of the Ted, which was a play on the Book of the Dead from Evil Dead.
Nice.
So yeah, I started collecting those. I'm gonna start looking for and I went to Skylark Toys and Comics in Grove City, and he had a bunch of old Garbage Pail Kids cards, but they were like $3 a piece, and I was like, I could easily drop $100 on this if I'm not careful.
That's one of those collections I had as a kid that my mom just made them disappear like after I moved to college, and it's just like, and I didn't think anything of it. It's like, oh, okay, whatever, bummer, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They're Garbage Pail cards, right?
Yeah.
And then when I was at a toy show, you know, before pandemic, and I saw what some of them were going for, I'm like, oh my, because I had binders of them, double sided, because I had them in the baseball. I had baseball card sleeves, and I had them in that. And boom, boom, boom. It was that's one of those things where I love toy shows, but every once in a while, I'll hit a table where they've got toys that I used to have as a kid that I didn't sell. They just disappeared or whatever, and you're just like, oh, that. That stings.
Yeah.
When you see how much they're going for.
Yeah.
I had the G.I. Joe Tomahawk Chopper.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing was glorious. And that shows, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
What that sells for. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't want to collect for the future of like how much, like I don't want to bank on it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that's what I always have to remind myself. It's like, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't do it for that anyways.
Yeah.
So
it's really not about the money and like...
Not for me.
Not for me, yeah.
I'm sure there's, like we said, there's some, that's their whole purpose.
Yeah.
They're collecting it so that they've got something, you know, to turn into money later down the road.
Yeah.
And hey, more power to them. For me, it's all about, I'm a firm believer, you have to have something in this life.
Yeah.
To bring you joy, whatever kind of hobby that may
be.
Unfortunately, I've got a lot of different hobbies.
Well, me too.
And so I just kind of hop onto the one that is working at that moment. But gosh, this is probably one of the ones that I've done the longest. That it's still, I still love going to shows and finding new things. I still, even though we're in the digital age, I still love finding movies.
Yeah.
And getting them into the collection. Which is a whole other kind of collecting, you know. So often these days people are, oh, let's put it on Vudu. Let's just watch it on Netflix or whatever. And I don't know. I guess maybe I'm still stuck in the old curmudgeon days. I remember not being able to watch stuff that way.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Well, you still have people who collect VHS
today. Yeah.
I actually follow a couple accounts that are very retro in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is something, not just nostalgic, but like there's something satisfying about a VHS. I don't know what it is, because they're paying, you know, they're paying the butt.
Oh, they sure are.
But at the same time, it's something...
You just pop it in and just...
I think it's just the fact that you had to... One, it reminds you of childhood, which is...
Of course. Then, like, which is what this is all about.
I think, like, for me, for example, when I watched the Transformers movie the first time, that was on VHS. I rewound it and watched it again. And I think that that is something that you have to, like, really... means you really liked it.
Yeah, just waiting for it to rewind. It's like, come on, come on, come on. Get back there. Well, look, I've got my record collection.
Yep, me too.
You know, it's funny. I don't know who bought me the record player, whether it was Sharon or maybe it was my father-in-law, now that I think about it. I'm not sure. I'm sure she'll let me remind me who. And then I just, you know, go to garage sales or now you've started to see record collections pop up at the toy shows that we're going to.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you've got stores like Half Price Books or thrift stores and stuff. I love looking through the old records.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, I don't know what it is, but there's just something about that snap and crackle on the sound of the LP. Now, again, obviously it's a pain because, oh, now I got to flip it. And, oh, here's a second album I got to put on and flip that. And but, man, it's just... There's just something about putting it on. And with some of these artists, the newer artists, releasing now on records, oh, my gosh, it's just great.
Yeah, I think the thing with records for me, because I have a collection too, is the artwork.
Yes.
The artwork, they just like, the one that comes to mind is I Have Bad Out of Hell on vinyl. And that artwork makes me want to listen to Bad Out of Hell.
Yeah.
And, I think that there's something. There is just, you know, and I don't want to be like this guy or whatever, but there is something about physical media.
Yes.
As opposed to digital media. I love using my tablet and just being able to watch TV on there and everything. But there is something about having a King Kong figure in your hand.
You have a tangible thing in your hand.
Yeah, a tangible
thing. It's yours.
Thing. Yeah. There is something to that. And I think that is the essence of collecting, or at the essence of collecting, maybe. You know, and it's funny, too, because, like, I look over here and I see, like, exclusives, like Walgreens, and there's, like, Hot Topic exclusives and San Diego Comic-Con exclusives and everything. Any, you know, not necessarily here, but just other places. And, and it's just the thrill of getting an exclusive or something that you didn't have before, something that nobody else has. And just, it's nice because if you have a friend who's a collector, like we can appreciate each other's collections and stuff, that makes it even better.
Yes.
You know? So, and, you know, I think that's important because you don't just want to, I mean, you collect for yourself, but I think it's forms a community.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When you can share it with other people that you know will like it.
Yeah.
Like when I go to my cousin's house and look at his collection, it's just, I just love going through every shelf and looking at it. And their collection is one that makes mine look like nothing.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous. It's just like, okay, you know, it's a whole other level, right? But, you know, there again, it's a more specific collection, you know, or that's an only hobby. Whereas, you know, I also like to golf and I like to go, you know, here or there, the driving range, a shooting range or whatnot. So there's all these different things.
Yeah.
I used to have not a huge collection, but I used to have a bunch of watches.
Yeah.
I love watches. And I ended up selling quite a few off just because it got to a point where it's like, where am I putting these?
Yeah.
I wasn't wearing nearly all of them. So, you know, I held on to a handful that I still wear and then let someone else enjoy them, which is part of the reason I don't mind thinning out my collection is, you know, the weekend that we had the toy shows. You know, I worked at your Minicon and then we had that toy show. Just to see the kids come up with their parents and look at some of the figures or some of the pops or whatnot, go, oh my gosh, look at that. And then the parent telling them, oh, well, you know, when I was a kid and going on and on. And so they immediately have this new bond with their kid that maybe wasn't there before or was, but you know, it's just so simple that toy made that happen. And so that's why I don't mind getting rid of some of my stuff because the people who are picking it up, for the most part, there were obviously some collectors.
Yeah.
They're just wanting to resell the stuff. But for the most part, it was people who were just like, they really dug it.
Yeah.
And they wanted to add it to their collection. And so that makes it all worth it because they got to enjoy the hunt like I did when I first got it. And now it's just, it's all a full circle.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the best stuff, like the stuff that you will never part with is here.
Yes.
So it's not like correct. You're going to miss it. Like it's going to be like a part of your soul.
Oh yeah.
So that, you know, cause there are things that like you collect and then you're like, eh, that was cooler when I got it or whatever.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, that can go now, but no, it's, oh, believe me, that's been tested. I've been put to the test. What if you could only keep 25 things? What are you keeping?
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but I was able to do it. But boy, I started having regrets. Like, oh, I didn't mention that. Or, oh, I didn't mention that. So, but it's one of those things. It's like, oh, okay. But yeah, there's things I would never get rid of. And what's funny is some of them aren't worth anything. You know, that Darth Vader one, not worth a thing.
Right.
Not, I mean, it's worth what it was when we bought it. Who cares? That was something Sharon got me. It's like, yeah, that is one of the coolest pieces. She loves it, which, you know, brings me joy that there are some things up here that she just absolutely still loves to look at, and others too. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So I've been curious this whole time to ask, is there something that you're looking forward to collecting in the future?
Oh, gosh. You... That is a tough one. Look, so I kind of transferred over to doing more of the statue-like figures, you know, like that Batman that you see right there and that Batman that Wyatt got me.
Yeah.
There's something about the statues. They're a little bit bigger, but they're more detailed.
Right.
And I love that detail. There's just something about them that just gives you that extra experience of that character.
Yeah.
I guess. So that's kind of where I'm at. I had the misfortune, you know, I bought that one prop that I thought I would enjoy. The Batman Animated Series prop, and it broke after using it for a fourth time. I should have never played with it. I'm actually half tempted to just cut the strings off of it and then just let it sit there. Because it's still cool looking.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at. I'm to the point now where I'm looking more at the unique looking things or more maybe horror themed.
Yeah.
Like the last couple figures that I've purchased were that McFarlane Frankenstein.
Oh yeah.
And that McFarlane mummy figure. Those are just cool. You don't see those all the time. And I'm a huge horror movie fan. And so that's kind of what I'm at now. I go to shows, something really has to just like be like, oh, wow. I still, you know, action figures. I mean, I still buy action figures.
Yeah.
You know, I got the Batrocitus. I got the Blackest Night Batman just the other day. I mean, you know, I still love those and that Optimus Prime. I mean, you can never have too many Optimus Primes. You can never have too many Darth Vaders or Batman. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really think I'm just more the statues. I'm really digging those. And who knows, maybe something new comes out that really, like you with the Garbage Pail Kids cards. I did get some older sets of trading cards.
Oh yeah, I saw those.
The Batman. And I meant to find them to show you because I don't think I've ever shown you. I've got these Star Trek original series trading cards.
Oh.
There's these little mini things that are probably like 3 inches big, maybe 4 inches big, and they've got caricatures drawn on them, and that's what they were.
Oh, that's cool.
And I got them from a local comic shop, and they're just the weirdest looking things. I mean, I've never seen them before, and it's like, and they weren't that expensive. It's like, yeah, okay, I love Star Trek. Let's get that. So yeah, I think that's where I'm at. And then, of course, I still always buy video games.
Right.
You know, anytime I'm out, if I can find a vintage video game for one of my consoles, I always buy those. But yeah, I don't go through the comics like I used to.
Yeah.
I get the trades, but I'm running out of space. I still like buying books every once in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the glory of it. I don't know what else I would collect now. I still like finding neat art for, you know, since you can't see, I've got movie posters, and I've got original art on the wall. Like there was a gentleman at the space convention a few years back that had that map of Gotham, and that's where we got that.
Oh, okay.
Sharon actually found that, and that is an amazing,
yeah,
it's that's so cool. And if you look at it, he named all the streets.
Oh, really?
And a lot of them are nods to Batman writers and
yeah.
artists and just, you know, Batman lore.
Right.
And then I've got a bunch of comics. You know, you're talking about the art for the albums. You know, the art on comics
yeah.
really speaks to me, too. Like, I'll buy a comic out in the wild just if the cover looks
yeah.
cool. It's like, okay, that's neat. And so, but I have them in frames, and I have them hanging on the walls. Well, I take them down to paint, but
yeah,
I still have them in the frames to get hung back up. But yeah, I don't know. It just makes it feel more comfortable, I
yeah.
think. And if you can find something that brings you joy, that you're passionate about, collect it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's good advice, because it's like, I don't know, I think sometimes people think it's, like, weird to have collections of stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, like, toys and stuff. But it's, like, what's the harm in it? It's
yeah.
not like small soldiers. They're not coming to life and killing you or
right?
anything.
Yeah. My joke to people when they find out that I collect toys or comics and books and stuff, they're like, oh, my gosh, why would you do that? I'm like, well, I'm not spending the money on drugs.
Right.
You know?
That's, you know what?
There are so many worse things I could be doing with my money.
That's exactly what my mom used to tell me when I was like, oh, I'm spending too much money on comics. She would say, well, at least you're not buying drugs.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
I mean,
yeah.
it's CD. You know what? We didn't even talk about CDs. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My CD collection. Mine and Sharon's is crazy. Oh, see, we could pick all kinds of things. But that's the heart of it, though. It's that passion.
Yeah.
It's that something that just like, oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, you like watching movies, you got a movie collection.
Mm-hmm.
You like reading books, you got a book collection. You know, it's... And you should, you know, surround yourself with things that bring you joy.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely feeling joy here, except for when I look at Dead Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Yeah, that brings back trauma.
Yeah. But then again, back to those are reaction figures. That Dead Optimus Prime's a reaction figure,
that is,
so.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. Right? But he's next to Santa Claus,
yeah.
Optimus Prime. So, you know,
a prime for all seasons.
A prime for all seasons. Yes. We just need an Easter Bunny prime now.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, they got to make that happen.
You know who we needed to talk to?
Hasbro.
Hasbro. Dear Hasbro, have we got an idea for you?
Boy, yeah. Here, take my money, Hasbro.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing I would think would be interesting is if people who are listening to this, if they're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, you know, if they take pictures of their collection.
Yes.
Show us what they've got.
Yeah, show us what you're passionate about. What do you collect?
Yeah, because we're going to put up some pictures of the Nerd Loft, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
This is like where the magic happens. And I'd love to see other people's collections of toys and comics and video games and
yeah.
metal lunchboxes.
Yeah. Puzzles.
Puzzles, yeah.
Whatever you collect.
Yeah. I think there's a... It's interesting because there's sort of a guilt about collecting because you're spending money. But at the
mm-hmm.
same time, it's like, well, what else are you going to do? You
yeah.
know?
I mean, look, my philosophy has always been, besides if you love something, surround yourself with it. But if you've got shelter and you've got food
yeah.
and you've got clothes, if you've got all of that taken care of, all your bills are paid, and you go out and you buy this thing, whatever it is, then there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I mean, it's just, this life is short. You got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you like collecting tchotchkes, do it.
Yeah.
If you like collecting candles, do it.
Yeah.
You know, gosh.
When I was at that store where I got the D&D stuff,
mm-hmm.
there was old bottles of Coke and Pepsi you could buy. So
yeah.
if you're into that. But, the liquid was still in them.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're into that.
So it's funny you brought that up. That just sparked a memory. There was a guy I worked with back home in Ada. We were buying a couch from him, and we went to go get it. And his walls were lined with shelves of all these different beers.
Oh, interesting.
That's all, and they were full cans of beer, and it was just, they were limited editions, yeah, or they had different whatever. And that's all his walls were cans of unopened beer. I've seen people that still have the original Who Day beer cans.
Oh, wow.
From when the Bengals in the 80s, mid-80s. So, look, collecting takes many forms.
Yeah.
And it's just, everyone wants that little thing that they think is unique.
Yeah.
They want to, you know, and that's what it is. You got to love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so if you have something that you like to collect, whether it's comics, toys, beer cans, puzzles, bottle caps,
whatever, cars,
cards,
yeah,
you know, just let us know. We'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we geek out about.
There's a community for everyone.
Yeah.
And I can appreciate, I mean, my gosh, if you've taken the effort to make that collection however you want it to look like, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Share it with us. Let us know what you dig.
Yeah. I think we'll have to, we've already reached an hour here.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to talk about this again sometime in more detail.
Absolutely.
When I get more toys.
There we go. We can start breaking it up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my gosh, you could have conversations about one certain subset of toys.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I know we talked about it before in one of the previous episodes. Maybe it was the introductory one. I don't know. But The Toys That Made Us.
Yes.
The documentary on Netflix.
Yes, watch that.
Watch that. And my gosh, talk about a trip down memory lane. Yeah. I think there's only two seasons.
I think there's three now.
Oh, did they add a third? Oh, well, now I've got some homework to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, my gosh, that'll take you down memory lane.
And that'll probably
kick if you're of you. A certain age like myself.
Well, you know, I watched it and it was so fascinating to me, the history of even stuff like Barbie and My Little Pony, the history of it and how it got started. And yeah, it might jumpstart your collector in you. I don't know.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. So awesome. Well, yeah. Make sure to follow us. I hope you've enjoyed this because, look, this is one of the episodes I was looking forward to because I could talk for days about collecting and going to toy shows and stuff. And drop some comments on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Show us those pictures. Show us what you love. And we'll make sure to get some pictures up of our collections too so that you can bask in the glory that we get to bask in every day. We absolutely love it up here in the Nerd Loft. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we'll see you next time.
All right. Yeah. And as always, stay nerdy.